Vowel sounds.
Why do we always start with our vowels?
Next time I'll start with consonants. Here's a song. Welcome to Left or Left Field. Here's a song. This is a big red machine. I won't run from it. Yeah, Big Red Machine, it's a sort of supergroup, and I don't know who the other members are, but one of them is the main singer-songwriter from Bon Iver.
You told me about it. I didn't realise you told me about the song was on. I hadn't realised that.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely going to check that out.
The album's very, very good.
You are introducing me to music.
It was always going to happen, mate.
How are you doing? What have you been up to?
Good. Right, so for my birthday, my 50th birthday, I got, because it was a big birthday, I got a nice big present, which was a voucher. I was going to name the chain, a cinema voucher for a year.
Oh, that's for cinema, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so it's a year long. So I'm actually, what it makes you do is, and what's brilliant about it is, I'm going seeing films that I really don't need to see because they're just there, and I might as well use the ticket.
They really are great surprises, and sometimes they're not.
Yes. And that is what The Nun falls under.
Oh my god.
It is absolutely garbage.
Are you not putting The Nun in Half Swallow Well?
No, I'm not. It's the Conjuring universe, right? Which is, I quite like. I like a creepy film, as we know. Conjuring 1's very good. The first half of Insidious is very good. That whole, that kind of quite bang, it scares. I don't mind that. Yeah. The Nun is absolutely terrible. But what it requires from us as an audience, for it to even get one star out of five is for the audience to be quiet. No, it's not just because I turned 50.
Nuns are particularly noisy. Was the cinema full of them?
It was full of teenagers talking.
Yeah.
And I know they're there for a good time.
Yeah.
And I feel like evangelical about it, but it's not your front room. It isn't your front room. Stop farting, right? That's just rude. Oh, man. That's just rude. You're in a public place. It was just off. And I was thinking, I know it's not my age, because I felt like this at 15 when I first started going to films on my own.
Don't talk in a film. Just don't.
I mean, it's bad enough. Yeah. I hate sounding like Mark Kermode, but it's bad enough that they give you popcorn and crinkly things to eat, which really gets me. There's a bloke leaning across saying, have you got the pop? Have you got the pop? And I wanted to go, she's got the pop. You know she's got the pop. And just reaching into bags. And
my favourite one.
Three-course meal. But the teenagers at the back, it needs the management to go, look.
Yeah, it does.
People have paid.
Yeah.
I mean, I hadn't.
You hadn't.
But people had paid to come in. And I felt, is it me? It's not my age. Be quiet in the cinema. It's not a party.
Totally agree. My favourite ones are the ones that when it is a quiet film and people have been respectful, but they do want to open that suite. And they do. They do so slowly.
Yeah.
It's almost more irritating than
if I do it slowly.
Just do it.
It's quieter.
Just do
no,
it.
It's louder for longer.
For much, much longer.
What about you? What's been going on?
As we're recording this, because sometimes we record a little bit in advance.
Yeah.
So the kids have just gone back to school.
Mm.
Now, as a freelancer, when you work from home, and it sounds selfish, but you can't wait for them to go back to school.
Yeah.
So it was the first day back last week, and I was so like, I'm ready now. Off you go. 7 o'clock. Off they went out the house.
7 o'clock?
No. I said they got them up at seven. They're out.
Right. Okay.
They leave the house in their uniforms. Within 2 minutes. Get a phone call. Burst water pipe in the main road. The valley has got one road running through it.
Yeah,
and that road was closed.
Oh.
It was closed for 3 days as well.
Wow.
And what that meant is people are going over the tops. It was chaos. Yeah. So the kids get sent back from school. I ended up with 9 girls in the house.
What?
Because it's like, well, just go to Paul's. His dad
he'll look after you and make you lunch.
Well, I definitely didn't. I was so irritated by the end of the day. It's ridiculous.
9! That feels like you lost 9-0. Right, that's another shot.
Yeah.
You can choose
this. This is how I felt when I realised that they were. This is John Grant with Tracy Thorne, and it's disappointing. Plays.
tell you what's not disappointing. Their voices.
I know, it's a great song.
It's a really good song.
I'm going to see John Grant in November again. I've seen him a few times now. I just love him.
I don't know much about him. I love his voice.
Yeah.
And he's got, he's lyrically, he's funny. He's a funny guy. Because he did that song, I Am the Greatest MF-er you'll ever know.
Yeah.
It's funny.
His first solo album, Queen of Denmark, is just amazing.
Right.
It was off the back of a breakdown. He had quite a troubled upbringing. And so that's more melancholic, and then as the albums have gone on, he's gone more electro pop.
Yeah,
and so I just think
he's got a good tune. Yeah, it's brilliant.
So I'm gonna do some inventions, mate.
Time for Polly's inventions. Discard your tensions. Spend your pensions on his dreams.
On
Polly's inventions.
spend your pensions on my dreams. I like that.
Yeah.
Could we get that going?
Yeah, it's not a problem.
Some, like a Kickstarter for my dreams. Okay, I'm going to do two sets of three.
Okay, grand.
I'm going to do three now. You'll guess. We'll have a song.
As always, this is a part of the show where Paul has three things. Two of them are real, one of them is made up, and I've got to guess the fictional one.
Yes, and I've gone for hipster inventions.
Wow, yep. Fantastic.
So, stuff you don't need, but they're pretty cool.
All right, okay.
Okay, so...
Brilliant.
Would you like to buy off me?
Yes, I do. I'm an easy sell, yeah.
Levizen.
Tell me more.
Levizen. It's the mind-blowing liquid levitator. It's pretty cool. You've got two sort of like pockets of wood. So you've got wood on the base and then a thing coming up, and then you've got wood at the top. And between them...
So two wooden bolts connected by a vertical stand.
I don't understand what's happening, but there's something happening between them that means gravity doesn't exist. And with a little pipette,
Some guy with a side parting and a beard living in Shoreditch has found a way to defy gravity.
Well, I guess it's sound waves or something. I'm not going to go into the science.
Okay.
Right. And you drop liquid for a pipette.
Yeah.
Little balls of liquid pipette. Perpetual pipetting.
Yeah.
Little balls, and they just levitate.
What's the point of that?
And you can do a little pattern with your little
Your little balls. Right. Okay.
So that's it. Levizen. It's just cool, mate.
It's a rubbish name.
It's just cool.
It feels like you've made up the name.
Do you know what you want?
Yeah, I do.
You need the Sobro coffee table. It's the ultimate.
The Sobro coffee table.
Yeah. So, it is. It's got a lovely top. Right? And it's kind of 70s chunky, almost like apple white type design.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Very good glass top.
Yeah.
With Bluetooth speakers at the side.
So
instantly the music is coming out and everything. You pull out a refrigerator drawer, and you've also got charging stations, and there's a very nice 1970s light underlit.
Can I tell you, even if you've made that up, that genuinely sounds appealing.
Okay.
That sounds good. I was getting ready to mock you, but as it went on, I felt myself leaning
it's
in
really
more and more.
Cool. It's really pretty cool. And you can put on the top your Levizen.
Levizen's a rubbish name.
When you've had a night chilling out with your Levizen and you're
so saying Levizen
on your sobro table.
Yeah.
It's time to go to bed.
Yeah.
What you need though, you know, you ain't got time in the morning. You got to get up on your bike and then scoot up.
Yeah, got to your cereal.
You ain't
bar.
Got time to sort your beard out. So sort it out overnight with the overnight beard massager.
No, okay. That's the one you made
it's
up.
It's basically a chin strap.
Yeah.
Right, that you put all of the liquids that you need for the night into on your and it gently heats.
Rubbish.
So it's the overnight beard massager.
It would not have that name.
It's what? But the Sobro coffee table.
Yeah, Levizen.
Right, so which did I make up? Levizen, which is the anti-gravity.
That's such a random Sobro one. Anti-gravity, how can that possibly be a thing?
Magic, mate, it's magic.
Stop saying magic.
It's hipster magic.
Yeah, go on.
Or the overnight beard massager.
I think it's the Levizen now. I've just decided now at the last minute.
No, you're wrong, it's real.
Well, it's the beard massage,
isn't
it? God
it is.
Damn it! Why do I do that? Why do I doubt myself? I know you're an idiot.
You always talk yourself out of it.
I mean, the only way of getting through this is to listen to some Petit Noir. This is Blame Fire. Overnight beard massager. That wasn't the song, by the way. The song.
That's a great song.
That was Petit Noir with Blind Fire. I'm complaining about Paul's previous inventions. But wait, there's more. Everybody, just strap yourselves in. There's more inventions from Paul.
Mate, listen. At our age,
stop introducing it like that.
Sorry.
Right, go on.
At our age, you've got to admit, skateboarding, you know? It's just like, we shouldn't be doing it, should we?
No. Yeah. I wish I could stop, but I simply can't.
I know. And, you know, it's getting both feet on that one thing. But what you don't want to do rollerblading either, do you?
I've done that. It's bloody nightmarish.
Right. What if we could combine the two? And what you have...
Roller skating?
Freeline skates.
Roller skates?
No, freeline skates.
No, they're roller skates, what you're describing.
No, it's a skateboard...
Yeah.
...on rollerblade wheels.
What's right? the point of that?
On each foot. So you've got more... You're not going to
They're
fall
still rollerblades.
They're not. They're freeline skateboards.
No, what you just described... First of all, you described roller skates, and then you described rollerblades.
But they're not strapped on. They're not on your feet. You stand on them.
What's the point?
It's a skateboard.
How do you get any momentum?
It's a good question.
You made it up. You didn't think it through.
Do you know what you really want?
What?
I'm actually thinking about getting one of these.
Right.
Magic eye tattoos. Do you remember, in the 80s?
Do tell me more.
Do you remember those magic eye books where you have to squint?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I couldn't do it. It used to drive me insane.
But once you see it, you can't not see it. Mm. What? You don't want people looking at your tattoos all the time, particularly if they're personal.
Of course you don't.
Magic eye tattoos.
What does that mean?
It's a tattoo designed like the magic eye book.
Oh, right, yeah.
So that you have to squint, buzz-eyed. And then once you see the 3D tattoo...
What you're doing right now is indicating your upper arm, but that changes shape all the time, depending... So how would the magic... Because the whole point of the magic eye thing is that it stays still.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does, because it's on a page.
Well, it does stay still.
It doesn't stay still. I'm not with my biceps up and down.
Listen, take it up with the tattooist. Take it up with him, not me. Because I'm too busy.
Is it a weird thing to say this? I'm scared of all tattooists.
Not anymore.
They all look
like I used
hard.
To be scared. Yeah, but they're not anymore. Do you remember tattoos and beards? They're just not hard.
Right, yeah.
You have to be careful because some are.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't know which ones. Which ones?
The safe ones have got the magic eye tattoos. Go on.
Yeah. And they're on their freelance skates. And also on their big chain, you know, all hipster chains.
Yeah.
You have a look. You'll see a little padlock.
Yeah.
You see that padlock?
What's it for?
It's a padlock flash drive.
What do you mean?
So it's a padlock.
Yeah.
But when you take the... when you unlock it and the metal bit comes out, it's a flash drive that you can plug into your ziplock, into your computer.
Why do you need that?
Nobody can steal it.
Just carry it in your pocket, it's fine.
No, but nobody can steal it. You can put it on your
chain. Why does everybody want to steal it?
So,
are you a government agent?
They're
all awful. That's the point.
But which one did I make?
The skateboarding one.
The freelance
skate. It's absolutely... No. How do you get momentum?
See a picture.
Though, idiots.
So, what? Which did I make?
Oh, that's really depressing that I got
50-50.
That
50-50. Magic eye tattoos or padlock flash drive?
Padlock flash drive.
No, magic eye tattoos, you idiot.
Well, as it said... Oh, God. Damn it!
Have some faith!
I don't have any faith in anything anymore. Bloody Trump's president.
Hey,
what?
Careful.
What?
That's what this song's called. By Horse.
You did that really well. Listen, that was great. Good
track. That takes me back a bit, actually. I used to listen to that in the 80s.
She reminds me of Alison Moyet.
Yeah, and then she was around that time, too. But it's a great song. A beautiful song, isn't it?
Yeah, really lovely. I don't remember it, you know.
That's all right.
Oh, thanks.
Old.
I'm glad. That's true.
You're now 50.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
Hey, princes and princesses. You can get
Kings
in touch
and
with
queens.
Us. Yeah. You can get in touch with us if you like. I mean, you know, you might not want to, but if you want to.
If you want to, we are...
On Twitter.
On Twitter, @PaulCoates_
@MarkCharnock, or you can get in touch with us via email. Yep. I mean, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
leftofleftfield@gmail.com couldn't be simpler. Really.
Or you can get in touch with the radio station, buy some of these songs with the tap of a button. You can get in touch with them at hebdenradio.co.uk.
You kind of mix that up because that's @ Twitter.
Hebdenradio.co.uk, isn't it?
That's www.
Well, you don't say that, W, it's out of fashion.
But that's not Twitter, is it?
It's no, I was giving them an email address. Well, we don't want to fall out. I was giving them an email address. Alright, you can email them. www.hebdenradio.co.uk.
That's not email.
That's a web. You're confusing me! You can email them. HebdenRadio.co.uk. Is that their email address?
Really,
is that not their email address?
Oh, Gavin, let's have a
shot. Is that their email address?
No.
What's their email address?
I don't know their email address.
What?
Twitter is @Hebden_radio.
But surely their email address is HebdenRadio. Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Neither do I.
I've never done no emails before.
Let's leave this in.
I think everybody knows how to get in touch with us now. I don't think anybody's
worried. Such a sense of shame. Real sense of shame. Right, so this is a little section of the show.
Mid-LOL.
Middle of LOL, mid-LOL. It's Paul's wordplay. So each fortnight, one or the other of us will come up with a little game. It could be... this section could be anything.
Could be anything.
But today it's a game.
Yeah. It could one time just be us taking our clothes off and sitting there for a bit, if you wanted to.
In silence. Just intriguing the audience. So this week, it is going to be a game, right?
Yeah.
And what it is I've taken all...
Have you got some cards here?
Yeah, I've made up some cards.
Brilliant.
It's basically, without making any judgment on the man,
They're
Donald Trump quotes.
Oh,
so what we're going to play is Top Trumps.
Fantastic.
And the way to top your Trump is, which of these things, as I hand out, I'm going to hand you 8 cards, I'm going to have 8 or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to argue over who has the most astounding quotation. Right?
Okay.
Right, so I'm just going to mix these up randomly.
Should we read them out so the audience are in on it?
Yeah, no. I'm just handing your cards. 2-2. So we're going to have 3-3. Let's just start with 5 each.
Okay.
And we'll see where we go. There's more, but we'll start with 5 each. So you can read.
So I'm going to go first and you're going to try and top my Trump.
Well, but with the actual top of mine as well. I'm not going to change the order or anything like that. I'm just going to. Yeah, so. Yeah, right, okay. So you can read the subject, what it's about.
So, on immigration.
Yeah.
We're rounding them up in a very humane way.
I mean.
In a very nice way. And they're going to be happy because they want to be legalised. And, by the way, I know it doesn't sound nice, but not everything is nice.
Wise words. Mine's on John McCain, the senator, the guy who's recently died, who went up against him for the Republican ticket at one point or other. Now, bearing in mind, John McCain is a war hero, right?
Yes.
From various wars. And Donald Trump managed to sort of dodge the draft. Let's just say that. John McCain is not a war hero. He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured. I hate to tell you that. So which of those two things is the most popular? Well, I'll tell you straight away, yours is the most astounding because it's offensive.
It is offensive on something like, we're rounding them up, is like for a start.
Yeah.
In a humane way, it would suggest, I don't know, that there's another...
Yeah. I think we're pretty
confident. But I don't know. It completely belittles... An absolute travesty that John McCain went
to. Are you giving this round to me?
I'm going to give you that round.
So it's 1-0 to me. All right, next one. I'll read first this time. Ready? So we're opening these up. You're seeing these. This is on global warming. It's really cold outside. They're calling it a major freeze, weeks ahead of normal. Man, we could use a big fat dose of global warming.
Wow.
Right, you read yours and I'll tell you what I think about what he's just said.
On healthcare. The US cannot allow Ebola-infected people back.
Wow.
People that go to faraway places to help out are great, but they must suffer the consequences.
So go away and save lives. Thanks.
Just don't come back.
You make us proud to be American, but don't ever come back here and bring your filth with you.
Could he mean... I might be reading far too much into this, but when he says Ebola, do you think what he means is... Like the very sense and essence of those people over there. Don't come back having experienced other cultures and bring it into my country.
Yeah, yeah. Because we're American.
That's what he means by Ebola.
It's a catch-all term for otherness.
Yes.
Right. Well, it's a big one for me at the minute. This global warming. I know Hebden Bridge is great on environmental issues, but this is. Everything he's doing now, he's rolling back the Obama lid.
That wins for me.
I win because he's rolling back the methane gas protection laws. Yeah. He's just...
Because it's not just a man's opinion, it's a president's opinion followed by what that country's doing.
And it's that old thing that they always do when they mistake weather for climate change. You're looking out the window... Yeah. And the 95% of scientists are using their expertise. You fat idiot.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Right, okay, so that's 2-0 to me.
Okay.
All right, you're reading the next one.
I can't help feeling that this is rigged.
Oh, God, this one. Oh, I've just read what it is.
On fighting terrorism.
Yeah.
When you see the other side chopping off heads, waterboarding. Oh, sorry. No. When you see the other side chopping off heads, waterboarding doesn't sound very severe.
Unsevere torture. I mean, relatively.
Relatively.
You know.
They're chopping off heads. We're waterboarding.
I know it's lasts longer.
Too long,
I know it's lasts longer. I mean, it's a, we're laughing. It's astounding, isn't it?
Yeah, totally.
You know, this is on Mexico.
Yeah.
Now, this is... I'm just going to pre-warn everybody. It's offensive.
Well, they're all
they're all offensive. Right? Yeah. They're sending people that have lots of problems. And they're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists, he said.
Yeah.
And some, I assume, are good people. I'm going to say, I'm going to say straight away that I win this round again.
I think you've won it all.
Because it's to tarnish an entire.
Yeah.
It's the. I'm literally lost for words.
Also, it completely ignores the fact that the drugs trade exists to pretty much. You know, fulfill the West.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, well, quite, you know, yeah.
They're only, those countries are making money because...
God, it's depressing. Go on, let's do another one.
One more, last one. You ready?
Yeah. You can, I'll go first this
yeah,
time.
Yeah, you go first.
So this is just on the USA.
Yeah. Oh, God.
This is, you said this in 1990, right? So we should have known, right?
They still get elected.
I think if this country gets any kinder or gentler, it's literally going to cease to exist.
If you get kinder, you cease to exist.
It's just, it's going to become so vanilla, you know. What he means is, what we need is somebody like me to spice things up.
Well, good for him, and he spiced it up. And this is on his fans.
Okay. Oh, I know this.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose voters. And you know what? I think he's probably right.
But you win that round because that is the most astounding.
Isn't it? Can you imagine he said that?
Yeah.
In his election campaign...
I know.
I could kill somebody. I could murder somebody in front of you, and you will still vote
well,
for
Well, gee,
me.
He's got my vote. Yeehaw! Amazing.
Do you know what? We need something good from America right now.
Yeah. Oh, good. This is smooth, DJ.
This is REM, and I believe better times.
Go on, you can do it.
I wrote it to myself, though.
Paul, what are you doing now?
I don't know what I'm doing.
This is a bit of the show. We should explain what the hell's going on. Because anybody just listening was just like, what is that?
Why aren't they just singing?
This is a bit of the show. We just talk about stuff we like. Yeah. It could be a film, a movie, but something we think you might like.
Yeah.
So, Paul, what's yours?
Okay, so I've kind of talked... We talked on show about this feeling at the moment that I've got, which is that I'd like everybody to stop. Do you remember me saying this?
Yeah.
I'd like content to just stop. We should all just stop for a bit.
Yeah.
Because I'm still.
Right,
it's not going to happen. I know it's not going to happen. But we are in a golden age of TV. It's undeniable. We're in a golden age of TV, and I'm finding I get up in the morning sometimes going, okay, how many of the shows have I yet to
watch?
I've
stopped watching.
And what's really bizarre is I haven't got time to watch what I believe are 8 and even 9 out of 10 shows.
I was thinking about, you texted me something along these lines the other day, and it made me think, actually, two things. One, absolutely. You suddenly like, you're just going to skim the cream off the top because there's so much cream.
Yeah.
But... at the same time, the problem is, if I watch a TV show, for instance, I watched a TV show, I'm not going to name it, but I watched a big budget TV show the other day. It was a British production, and I watched it, and it was 5 or 6 out of 10. And I remember thinking to myself, there's no excuse for this anymore. Because it's so hard to get, you know better than I do, it's so hard to get television programmes made, that if something gets made and is bad, it's unforgivable.
I totally agree. And so I'm not turning my nose up because there'll be a point when the bubble bursts.
Yeah.
And we'll have all of these great series to watch. We'll just go back.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
But you know, it's particularly happening in second series for me. So like, I watched Ozark second series.
Yeah, I watched the beginning. Don't spoil it.
No, I'm not going to spoil it. Get Shorty, which I really enjoyed. The second series just started. Snowfall, another great series.
I don't know that one.
I know exactly. There's some good series. But I started watching the second series and I've kind of gone, okay, no, I'm all right. I might come back to this in a bit because it's not moved enough. It's the same. It's feeling a bit the same. So even in your second series, you've got to really up the, you know.
I've got to say, I was slightly disappointed with Goliath season two.
Exactly, it was another one. And I did watch all of
Goliath. I watched it all too. I was a bit disappointed because the first series was exceptional.
Absolutely. So anyway, the point is, there are great series out there, and I'm about to tell you one that I'm just totally surpassed. And I don't know if you've done it on. Have you done Breaking Bad, by the way?
No.
Okay.
I did the first season, and for some, I mean, I feel like a sinner.
Yeah. You will do it one day, and you'll be like, oh my God, I can't believe it. But Better Call Saul, right. Which I know has been getting plaudits. It's been great.
Yeah.
And we're in its fourth season now, and I think there might only be five.
I love the actor.
It's been brilliant. It's been totally different to Breaking Bad. It's got, it focuses on...
It's Bob Odenkirk. Bob Odenkirk,
And actually, a friend of mine, Ray Sehorn, is the female lead.
Really?
She's just brilliant. And I'm so glad. She's worked so hard in theatre for all of her career, really. Mm. And has done a couple of TV, but this is the one that's completely...
Wow!
Yeah, she's brilliant.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's so lovely. It's so well paced. It's slow, but you never feel like nothing's happening. It really follows the truth of every storyline, the logic of it is brilliant. It's been great in 1, 2, and 3, but this season it is like I can't wait. It's just every episode is just brilliant. So that is a 10 out of 10 series at the moment, and that's what we're watching. That's the beauty of this golden age.
You go through Netflix and Amazon Prime and all these different and I started watching a South Korean one about a policeman. It was not great, I have to say. So I thought, wisely, after the first episode, I dumped it. Then I started watching a French one called La Forêt, The Forest.
Yeah.
And that wasn't great either. It's like another missing girl story.
Like you said, it's making us be better. So long as we do get better, that'd be great.
I can't wait for Ozark. Do a thing with your face that tells me if I should be excited or not.
I think it's like Goliath. It's good. It just should be better.
Right. Interesting. Okay.
You know, I mean, you may have a different. Anyway, that's my swallow.
Let's have another song and then we'll do mine. This is a little bit of sort of bluesy kind. Yes, this is Boz Scaggs and Radiator 110. Mark, thanks. You're a great guy. Hey, you're a great guy too. Paul, thanks you as well. Boss Paul, thanks, Mark. You're a great guy.
I love the way you look off out of the
He's gone. He didn't seem to acknowledge you at all, did he?
Well, that's because I turned my back to him.
Yeah, you were a bit rude to Boss.
I'm rude to all these.
He came in and played live, mate. Right, okay. So,
swallow me up.
So my thing this week, I went to the moving pictures.
Yes.
On this occasion, I couldn't use my all-year-round card because the film I wanted to see wasn't on it that particularly. Okay. So I went to another chain and spent, for two tickets, £27.40 in North Yorkshire for two tickets to the cinema.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. I'm not going to name them. So everybody knows who they are.
£13.70
Yep.
Wow, was it a premiere with a cast there?
See, I mean, I'm telling you, you can't charge that up here. It's not London.
No.
Anyway, blah, blah, blah. That's another story. So I went to see Spike Lee's latest film, Black Klansman.
Oh, I'm going to see it this weekend.
Spike Lee is, when on form, an amazing filmmaker, I think.
And a very important one.
He's really significant. He's really outspoken. He said some very controversial things down the years as well, which probably, you know, but he's fearless. That's what I like about him, you know, and he's prepared to make mistakes. Yeah. And his track list of films, if you like, it's littered with less successful films, some good, some bad. He's made documentaries. He's a really important African-American filmmaker. He's a groundbreaker.
Yeah.
But because he's a bit hit and miss sometimes, and he is.
Yeah, he is, absolutely.
I sort of approached it, it got rave reviews, this thing, and I thought, well, I've seen other films with rave reviews that I've not enjoyed recently. It's fantastic.
I think everything about it makes me want to.
I don't think it's any coincidence that his big commercial hits are also artistically, I think, his greatest triumphs as well.
It's got Jordan Peele involved in it, hasn't it?
Has he?
Yeah.
Jordan Peele made Get Out for those who don't know.
Yeah, so I think Jordan Peele brought it to him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's a brilliant film. So basically, the premise is it's early 1970s, and a young African-American man joins the police force. He's their first... It's a true story, and it's their first... He's called Ron Stallworth.
It's crazy that it's a true story.
Yeah, and he joins up, and he's very ambitious, and he's shamelessly ambitious, and he becomes a detective very quickly, and rings the Ku Klux Klan... and joins over the phone. So then his white colleague has to go to the meetings and pretend to be him.
Who is Jewish.
Who is a Jewish character, played magnificently by the brilliant Adam Driver.
It is brilliant.
But what's really funny is, Stallworth, the black policeman, rings up the centre for Ku Klux Klan to try and get his membership sped up. And ends up speaking and forming a relationship with David Duke, who is still the head of the KKK to all intents and purposes. You know, so it's this extraordinary, and it's what is really genius about it. It's hilarious.
Yes. And but it's also very... uses footage, doesn't it?
This is what I'm coming to. So it's really, really funny. It's really, really... moving, because what he does is, in the middle of it, he'll just have a tableau of African American people who've just been discussing some appalling lynching, and he'll just at the end of the scene, so he cross cuts this scene between white Ku Klux Klan members all celebrating a new member and this African American activist listening to this old man talking about his friend being lynched, and he cuts between the two scenes, and at the end of the scene he has a tableau of all the African American people just sitting there looking at the camera. And what it does is quite Brechtian. It takes you out of it, makes you think, yeah, this is funny and brilliant and amazing, but also, good God, this went on, and it's still happening.
Absolutely.
You know, especially with, and there's loads of references to, you could never elect somebody like that president, and they're essentially describing Trump. So it's incredibly angry and political. It's very, very funny, and unbelievably tense.
I mean,
it's just unbelievably tense. Because Adam Driver's in danger all the time, you know, in this situation. But there's a real bond between him and what it does is, Adam Driver's character becomes, as he becomes more and more sort of taken along by Stallworth's enthusiasm for this project, he becomes more and more aware of his own Jewishness, and he begins to think that, you know, look at how my people have suffered in the past. He start, having ignored it his entire life and just got on with his life, he suddenly becomes active and interested. It's just, so mine is 100% Black Klansman. It's the most tense and most fun experience I've had in the cinema in a long time, so it's fantastic.
I can't wait.
Thanks for listening, everyone, as always.
We're going to leave you with a nice little plinky plonky bleepy bleepy song, just for all of my fans. Blinded by the Lights, Lindstrom.
See you next time, everyone. Bye.